Minister, to the 2013 agreement. The difficulty was that agreement was made in the context of all waters being under the jurisdiction of the Common Fisheries Policy beyond the 12-mile limit. So Rockall was under the Common Fisheries Policy. Both governments, you know, had an interest in allowing fair access. And I find it extraordinary that the Trade and Cooperation Agreement allowed the British government to take advantage of the new reality and to put this arbitrary limit around Rockall. And unfortunately, our government passed legislation, the Maritime Jurisdiction Act, that implemented the 2013 agreement. That agreement never came through these houses. Would be very questionable under the Supreme Court. You know, the Voisinage agreement precedent, so it would have been very questionable if that 2013 agreement was actually legal under Irish law. But we did make it legal at a time when Britain were behaving so badly. So we've made mistakes from the Irish government perspective, but I accept that you have been engaging. It's clear from The Guardian, from the Freedom of Information, that the Irish government have been repeatedly raising this. So this is extreme bad faith for the British government, and we need to call it out, Minister. It has to end. It has to stop.